One of the most fun things in life, if you have some friends, and I'm lucky because I have you as friends, for example, is to introduce them to a friend that they don't know. And so I'm going to do that this morning. I'm going to introduce you to my friend, Donald Davis, who's sitting right back there. He's a storyteller, but he is also the Reverend Donald Davis. When I met Donald over 30 years ago, he and I were both serving United Methodist churches. Now, I still am, of course, but he travels around the world telling stories to people and helping other people tell stories because we finally figured out that that's what God had called us to do, to tell stories and help other people tell stories. And I do that with you all week in and week out. And Donald did that for 25 years with folks in churches week in and week out. And now, week in and week out, he travels around the world helping people to tell stories, to tell their own stories and other stories. And he does that by sharing his story with them. And that's what he's going to do today. He's going to talk a little bit about prayer. You just heard Lisa reading what Jesus told his disciples about prayer. And before Donald gets started, I want to say just one little brief thing about prayer. There is a woman who writes books. I like her books a lot. Her name is Anne Lamott. She says there are basically three kinds of prayer. The first kind is, help! We all know that one, don't we? Please help us, God. We don't know what to do. The second one is thanks. We're going to be talking about that a lot this week, aren't we? Because Thursday is Thanksgiving Day, right? But we can pray that prayer any day. It doesn't have to be just on one day of the year, of course. We can say thanks to God any day for all the wonderful gifts that are in our lives. And the third prayer is, wow! When you look around this world, when I look at all those faces out here, I want to say, wow, what a gift. What a wonderful world. What a wonderful group of people I get to be with. All of your faces. So, just remember that every day you can say one or all of these prayers. Help, if you need help. Thanks for all the things we've been given. And wow, at all the wonderful, wonderful people and things that surround us. So one of the things I'm thankful for is that I have my friend Donald to be here with me. And I think by the time he's finished, you'll be saying, wow. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for being with us, for helping us when we need help. Thank you for the people in our lives and the beauty of this world. Wow, we can't believe that your love for us is so great that we can't even imagine it. But we know it is because we have seen it in Jesus the Christ. Amen. Thank you all for coming down.